16 now before 6, before 7 in the Atlantic time zone. This is Breakaway across CBC Radio's Quebec Community Network. Well, Santa's sack is full of cutbacks this year, including the office Christmas party. Falling stock, the layoffs, the low dollar, that all has companies rethinking their holiday expenses. And in one survey, more than half of the executives said the party will actually be the first thing to go. And that means a tough year on bosses, on employees, of course, and on party planners. Daniela Cabuto runs an event management company. She's based in Montreal. She does business all across the province. Hi, Daniela.
Hello, good evening.
What's happening with your clients this year?
Well, what's happening is there's a lot of cutbacks, or they're also, some of them are actually canceling. They're not doing the big, blowout Christmas parties that they would normally do. They're really scaling down.
And how big were some of those parties before?
They were big. They were, you could say, almost like weddings. I mean, depending on the size of the company. There was one client that I have. There are 600 people, and they would normally invite their spouses or partners. And so, would be close to 800. And that's big, you know. I mean, you have to go to a venue. You would have to also get live music, fancy centerpieces, decoration. Five-course meal, the whole nine yards.
And so what did the company say when they canceled? How do they approach you?
Well, they're big size parties, you have to start, like, you don't start now. I started about quite a few months back. And basically, when it's starting to become apparent to them that, it's not really apropos, if you will, they kind of said, look, Daniela, we appreciate everything you've done. They were honest with me. They were, straightforward, because, they're clients that I have good relationships with. So they said, look, it's going to look bad if we'd have a big party and the times are rough and people are, are fearing their jobs and stuff. So we decided to scale down, So I did whatever I've done till now. I was paid for it, but the rest is, it's not finished, the job, and they'll lose a little bit of the deposit and whatnot.
I was reading some of the articles online where one New York company said, when booking their parties, don't use the company name, just use your regular old name, because we don't want it getting back to the employees. We don't want it getting back to the stockholders, for instance.
Right. Yeah, exactly, yes. Because, you see, it's not that they don't have the budget. They do, because it's planned, right? It's planned a year ahead of time within the budget. It's not that it's not, the money is there. It's just that they don't want it to look bad. Like they're doing extravagant things, and the times are tough and rough. So it kind of doesn't look good. Like if 3 or 4 months down the line they'll have to lay off people, it's going to look bad. What they're going to, the employees are going to say, what, you had money for the party, but not money to keep one or two employees. It's sort of an oxymoron, if you will. So.
So what are companies doing to celebrate?
They're scaling down quite a bit. They're having it either catered at their, at their office space, which could be their cafeteria or their auditorium or their, the area, like an area that they have. And they're just having it very, very simple. Either they're doing potlucks or, really, really simple and straightforward. And instead of like live music, they'll have CDs, a little bit of, finger food, really, really cutting down, scaling down.
Any other tips just to leave us with?
Basically, have good attitude. I know it's hard, but, enjoy it. It's Christmas time, really. Get creative and do things, maybe make things instead of buying it,
Daniela, thank you very much. And here's to things getting better next year.
Yes, I hope so, too. Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye. Daniela Caputo running the company Montreal Event Planner.